You are now listening to a Rabble Press podcast.
You want to know what day that was? It was September 11th, 2001.
Oh! You still went out golfing?
Clock out, come home, and drink away. To bash and burn the weekly plays. Douchey calls and sweaty balls, this is Scotch Sporting.
New PlayStation VR came out today.
Although I don't want to play Gran Turismo until I buy the wheel.
I've heard it's like, I mean, I played it with the controller. It's okay, but I mean, to get the real VR experience, yeah.
That's what I mean, right? So that's another $350, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This whole thing's going to cost me $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for gambling.
There you go. Oh, you telling me that if I gambled, I could afford a PSVR?
You can take funds from your gambling account to fund your PSVR.
Interesting.
This is essentially my super winnings I'm using.
Yeah, I bet significantly less than Mark, and I still probably within 6 months made $200-$300.
Not bad.
Maybe five. Like, I would say I pull in about, with bonuses and boosts and stuff, maybe like $100 a month.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's my Twitch money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, no big deal.
You're guaranteed that.
Well, I got a stream to get that, so I've been
official Fortnite subscriptions. Right?
I've been really bad. I've been really bad.
Fortnite subscriptions, Tay.
Yeah, what's going on with Fortnite, Tay?
What are your questions about Fortnite?
So, are you actually playing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so me and Dave and Gabe and Adam, friends of the podcast, you are recording. We do games nights, okay. And it's always a struggle to find a game that is, you know, online co-op and kind of we'll do heavy ones, but we prefer kind of quick, fun, 40 games. Fall Guys, you know, get a bit sick of.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing Hood and just randomly were like, they were playing Call of Duty Warzone.
Right.
And we're like, you guys would hate it.
Yeah, it's fucking trash.
It's the same thing. It's all the Battle Royale shit.
Yeah.
I like Battle Royales, but...
I know Call of Duty. I'm decent at it. And it was like, no, you won't. Like, the gaming community is toxic.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's really bad.
So just randomly suggested Fortnite, and so we've been playing that the last couple weeks.
That's awesome.
So,
do you have any fancy skins?
No, I am not good.
Okay.
At Fortnite.
Did you get the Turk dance?
Turk dance is the default dance.
Is it really?
It's the default dance, yeah.
Wow, and he's getting paid like none of that.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't. They don't make any money off of it. So.
I'm not great, but I have a good time. That's definitely the Leroy Jenkins of our group.
Really, all that matters is that you have fun.
Yeah. Will I ever play against your child?
Probably.
That makes me smile.
Yeah. He likes Fortnite a lot, so.
And he still plays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I might call you the N-word. Careful.
What?
I told you this story. Yeah, he got called the N-word when he was playing a video game and came down and said, hey, Dad, someone said this and then dropped it. And I'm like, nah, you know, you never expect to hear your child. And it was just one of those.
You were saying he dropped the N-word. And I was like, dude, you are saying this very casually then.
No. So
like, my child is calling blueberries boobies.
Oh, that's fun.
It's very fun, really, and he goes through phases with fruit, and right now he's very into blueberries, so it's constantly boobies.
Oh, boobies, I love it.
Boobies wandering through the kitchen, boobies.
And then when you're out in public, you're like, no, he's talking about blueberries,
because when he means actual boobies, he says boobs,
right?
Because he also does that, and he will pull down my shirt and go boobs and smack, smack, smack.
you got a real man in the making there. That's a guy's guy right there.
And I did not breastfeed.
Right.
So this is from I don't know what.
Is Dave like Dave's, doing something in the background, Dave's like while you're not around?
He's coaching him when you're not around.
When he is on his changing table, he just loves kicking as hard as he can in my chest area. Mm-hmm. He likes pulling down my shirt and going boobs, 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 smack, smack, smack. He motorboats sometimes and goes boobs.
That sounds like a Dave Tot thing. Come on.
That's spectacular. Hey,
yeah.
How come your jammies aren't on there, mister? Oh, do I get a hug? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you smell like beer.
Oh, I smell like beer. Bye.
Are you having a beer?
I am, yeah.
Would he like a beer?
Would you like a beer? Yeah? Here, yeah. come have some. I'm kidding. Get lost. I'm kidding.
When the cameras are off.
Yeah, that's right. We can't do that when there's video evidence.
Has he had beer?
He has not. He has smelt it, and he's like, that smells gross. So.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way to teach it, because I feel like that's how I was raised, too. Like, it was never, like, taboo or stay the hell away from it. Obviously, we now have a podcast called Scotch Sporting.
Right.
You know, so who turned out well? Me. But it wasn't super taboo. But it was like, yeah, if you want to take a sip, go ahead. Oh, this is gross. Yep. And then you'd never have it again.
That's right. Until high school.
And then your friends like, come on. Like, nope.
Friends, come on. It was like, hey, are we getting booze tonight? Yes. And then I would say, hey, mom, I need booze. And my mom would get booze for my friends and me.
Your mom?
My mom was the booze mom.
Oh, wow.
My mom was always, like, my parents were always like, we don't care that you're doing it. We just want to know when you're doing it. So that way we know to be, you know, a alert of what you're doing.
My parents would never, no, they never bought. Yeah. My older brother never bought.
Wow. What's the point of having an older brother?
I didn't ask, and we kind of danced around it. I remember when we were older, I was like, if I asked, would you have bought? And he was like, no. But because I guess I just got from friends, or maybe I didn't care, because it was always like you, we were fine to if we wanted to drink at my parents.
Right.
If it was just me, like, I couldn't have friends over and have a bottle of wine, but I could have a glass of wine with my dad.
Right.
Yeah. Mark?
No, I didn't do any of that when I was growing up.
Mark's a good boy.
No smoking, no drinking, no
Mark's
drugs.
Mark's the kid every parent wants.
Did you stay good on purpose, or did you have a drink and you were like, oh, God, this is affecting me in a terrifying way?
I may have had a sip and then didn't like the taste and never went back to it. Still haven't.
Yeah, like, I think I've seen Mark drunk once.
But, like, glass of wine?
Glass wine, I enjoy more because there's...
Yeah.
You can actually taste it, especially ice wine, because it's really sugary. So I like that.
And as we get older, kids listening, we drink to enjoy the drink a lot of the time.
Yeah. It's I get drunk once a year, twice a year, but I'll have a beer here and there. One beer is like, it doesn't do anything to you, but I like the taste, and it doesn't. It's about taking the edge off. It's not about like. Getting drunk, it's just there's something relaxing about it.
It's also a ritual for me. Like, there is something so comforting of like, and I remember when
the
I first got
pregnant. The day is done. That's kind of what it feels like.
I first got pregnant with Rowan, and that was the struggle, not for any craving purposes. That was just, and I've heard this with people who try and quit smoking. Mm-hmm. It's partially the addiction to the nicotine, but it's partially your ritual. So like,
it's,
the work day's done, you come home, you get into your comfy clothes, you know, you start dinner and you pour a glass of whiskey and you just like, or you have a glass of wine with dinner and it's just part of a ritual.
Yep.
Or Dr. Pepper, Mark, who's looking so smug, you have your own vices.
Mine hasn't been linked to cancer yet, so we'll see.
Yet. There was that lady that was 104 who drank a Dr. Pepper every day.
Yeah.
So.
Gentlemen, we were a little bit late to start. Do you want to start with sports?
Yeah, let's
or
go.
Or is there any other fun TV aside from Last of Us?
Did you, Mark, have you caught up on Shrinking?
Yes.
Okay, the scene with, what's the daughter's name, Grace?
Yeah.
When she made fun of Harrison Ford's hat?
Yeah.
I lost it, because it was a very indie kind of hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, what are you, an expert on hats?
Right at the very end?
Yeah. It's a good show. I've come around on it.
I told you, it was a slow build.
Yeah, I've come around on it. Tay, have you watched Shrinking?
No, it's on the list though.
Okay. It's not nearly as good as Ted Lasso. Like, it's not even the same ballpark, but it's an interesting show. I'll say this, it's not a spoiler, because like, you find out in the first 5 minutes of the show about the dead wife, but the dead wife thing, like, I thought would have played more.
Yeah.
Cuz it feels like
I think it'll come up like later in the season, just right now he's dealing with his patients.
Yeah.
Jason Segel have the dead wife, or Harrison Ford has the dead wife?
Jason Segel. Harrison Ford's got the disconnected daughter.
Yeah. Estranged is the word.
Yeah. That's the one. Connecticut.
Connecticut.
It's like she's in the room.
It's fun and funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, Jimmy. Teenage girls be fucking.
That's right.
What?
Teenage girls be fucking. The last episode of The Last of Us, Tay, I know you're not watching, but it was amazing.
There hasn't been a single clicker since.
Yeah, they're since the first episode or second episode.
Oh, well, no, the bloater scene.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. You're right. You're right. That's right.
And since then, there's been like, what?
And I think
six episodes, and three of them have no clickers in it.
Yeah, it's still just an amazing show.
God. It's still sad. There's still sad things that happen.
But there's so many good things happening.
We're kind of past the sad now.
Are we though? Like, video game spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. Who's played the video game? No big crescendos of terror.
No. The rest is kind of
sad. Deaths are past.
Yeah. We get next episode's the flashback episode. It'll be a little bit sad.
Right,
nah, that's, it'll be a little bit sad.
The Left Behind DLC.
Yeah, yeah, the right. DLC episode.
What? So. Who gets left behind?
No. What? Yeah, no. It's because it's basically the backstory of like how Ellie got bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she gets left behind?
No.
No.
She leaves her parents behind?
No. She leaves someone behind.
Dog? A dog?
No, it's not a dog. It's another human being. Oh, that would be horrifying. A dog. Yeah, I can't handle that shit.
I think about. I haven't even seen the whole thing, but I think about that Futurama episode and I start to get.
Oh my god. It is the saddest. I've never even watched the show. I've only ever seen clips of that bit. And I'm like,
yeah, I can't watch the whole
thing. I can't handle that.
I can't watch it. I start to even think about it. So I'm sorry
for bringing it up
and what I've caused people. But that's kind of how I feel a bit of going into Last of Us, of like, I know I'm going to be sad.
Yeah.
So why am I subjecting myself to this?
Because
some unexpected.
Because like, the story is, it's heavy and it's sad, but overall it's very hopeful. Like the overall message is like about family and all of that. This by the way, Scotch Sporting has turned into get Tay to watch The Last of Us the podcast. So I mean,
number one reason, Pedro Pascal.
Yeah, and he's
huge number one.
He's very sexy in the show.
Real daddy.
Yeah. All daddy.
And I walked by when Dave was watching with Graham Greene, Canadian.
Oh my God.
That was such a great scene.
The scene is so good.
So that was cool.
Yeah.
I watched that scene. That was fun. Okay. It's just, wow. And this is how we're starting. What a boring, boring time in sports. I said, will you guys join me for this podcast? Because this is the most boring time in sports. And Mark said,
disagree.
No, it's July.
That's wrong too.
So
because in July we have CFL.
Then my question was going to be A or B, but now my question is going to be make your case. So I'll start, if you can put a minute on the clock, it'll be really quick.
Okay.
This is the most boring time as a North American suck it people who like soccer, as a North American sports fan, because the letdown of football and having this epic event every week is so crushing. And basketball is on your all-star break. Hockey, it's just 2 weeks of trade deadline talk. And baseball is spring so close. Training.
So close.
It's such a letdown, boring. I don't want to hear analysis of the same shit over and over again. That is my case. Mark Bunn, yours.
You have all four sports in the news with relevant information. In July and August, all you have is baseball and, for Chris, the CFL.
For you have season tickets too, motherfucker.
The floor is Mark's. Continue, Mark.
And as someone who's both into hockey and basketball, sure, I get to let them for football, but I have these two other sports to get my, sports heart on still on.
Thank you. Chris Taylor, your third opinion.
I'm gonna agree with you that this is probably the worst for me. Because I really only care about football. I care more. Second would be baseball. So it's nice that to know that baseball's around the corner and CFL's right around the corner too. But for me, this is my bleh.
Well, I thought you had a different.
Why not the XFL, huh? What was all that talk?
Hey, you man. The XFL now. Hey, man. I watched some games.
Okay.
Time when you have football all year round.
Well,
the World Baseball Classic rosters have been announced. And my God, let me just—it's another one of you. How are you, this country? Sorry, I'm just gonna—we'll start with Canada.
Okay.
Canada, we have a notable pitcher, Cal Quantrill. That's about it. Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of names. O'Neill.
John Axford. They keep trotting John Axford out.
Naylor should be on there as well.
Dave Naylor? Yeah.
Bo Naylor. Abraham Toro. It's okay. Have you guys looked at these, the World Baseball Classic rosters?
No, I have no interest.
Well, then let's just swipe away this question. World Baseball Classic rosters are stupid. And why don't you have no interest then will be my question.
One,
because it should be cool.
To get it hyped up.
They still do it every year, or is it every?
No, it's every 4 years.
They're trying to do like a World Cup thing with it?
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
You don't want to see Team Mexico's Alejandro Kirk versus, hold on, Team Colombia's. That is all.
What team has the most Blue Jays on it?
I think everyone is pretty spread out. Oh, Yadier Molina is managing Team Puerto Rico.
Oh.
Marcus Stroman has defected from Team USA to Team Puerto Rico.
Interesting.
Yeah, we talked about this because he's not good enough anymore to be on the States.
I always love the guys that play for Team Netherlands and are from Aruba and Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
Xander Bogaerts, looking at you. Didi Gregorius, though, actually born in the Netherlands.
Wow.
The proper realsies Netherlands. Okay, well, why don't you guys care about the World Baseball Classic? Mark said, who's Chris?
You? Competitive in it either, so.
Yeah, it comes down to if Canada was like a big deal, then I'd probably get excited about it, but I don't know. It's just hard to care.
Yeah.
Players changing teams like this, it just seems like it makes it seem like it doesn't matter.
Well, and I guess this is why my argument, and anyone in Team Israel, you just have to be Jewish, apparently, right. Like nothing to do with Israel. Mark, I guess like I completely blanked on what I was going to say. And well, I started.
I'll say the marketing on it is also trash because I wasn't even aware of it.
Yeah.
Still not aware of it.
Yeah, like, and it's soon, isn't it?
I have no idea. You tell me. Because
it's before the season, right?
I would imagine.
Or is... Yeah, it is before the season, but it's also like baseball is long enough, and maybe that's it for me. Like, we already have 1,000 games a year. I can't really get super excited about more, to Mark's point of, you know, the reason maybe at my argument also I was going to play both sides. I also agree that July is also an incredibly boring time in sports because you're also after it's the dog days of baseball too. Like, yes, you have baseball still on, but it's the worst time in baseball.
It's the bad time in baseball, yeah.
So this to me is like, okay, well, let's add more games.
So,
and baseball's back in the Olympics, is it not?
Is it?
Or was it like it just because maybe it recently existed in the Olympics? I'm also like, well, who cares?
Yeah. So it runs from March 7th to March 21st.
There you go. See? No clue.
And that's why people probably a lot of the huge names like Team USA looks okay. But a lot of the guys like aren't going to take that time away from strength training and risk getting injured. Okay, speaking of getting injured, not even. Why bother? We have CFL news. McLeod something Bethel Thompson.
McLeod Bethel Thompson.
The most regal name in the history of sports.
Mm-hmm.
Has left the Grey Cup winning Toronto Argonauts.
Thank you for clarifying. I was going to throw that in.
Yeah. No, he left the Grey Cup winning Toronto Argonauts. He is the reigning Grey Cup champion to join the USFL.
The New Orleans Breakers.
Who do we know what their roster is? Is he going to be like...
Well, he's got to be the starting quarterback. I mean, Grey Cup champion. Yeah.
Who's on the roster right now?
You think he's going to... Hold on. You think he's going to leave... The CFL, where he's a starter, won a Grey Cup. He can make starter money here, which is going to be like, well, I guess, see, for him, he's the money doesn't matter guy because his wife's a big uppity up at Marvel.
Oh, okay.
No, she is.
No, that's what I mean. So,
yeah, so he doesn't care about the money, but he's not going to, and especially with, well, we'll get to why he made the move.
So their quarterbacks right now are Zach Smith and Akil Glass.
Yeah, he's starting.
Akil Glass. So you pointed out, which is my question. He's 35.
Mm-hmm. Or going to be 35. He's...
Supposedly, this is his step to the NFL. At least I'm playing in the States now.
Mm-hmm.
My question for you at 35, why bother? And if you need to say you tried, then is it not better to be a big fish in a small pond?
So for me, like I understand about, like I get the whole don't give up on your dream and it's your dream. And I get that. I get that. But fact of the matter is he was in the CFL for 5 years. Not once in those 5 years would I've ever considered him a top four quarterback in a 9-team league.
Yeah, because it's different when Doug Flutie did it.
Right. Doug Flutie dominated in the CFL for years.
Same with Jeff Garcia when he made the move to the NFL.
Same with Warren Moon. You know what I mean? Like these are guys. And if Bo had gone to the NFL, which he apparently had money on the table but chose not to because he wasn't going to play. That makes sense because he dominated here. Nathan Rourke going to the NFL, dominated in the CFL. I'm sorry, McLeod Bethel Thompson. I understand that I'm going to, as a Ticats fan, sound like sour grapes. You are not cracking an NFL roster, my friend. It's not happening.
Then what would you guys do? Like, are you a Bo Levi and I'm going to turn down the money on the table because I'm going to sit on your practice roster as your third string practice quarterback and never see the field, or I'm going to stay in the CFL where I am the face of a franchise?
See, I'm picking that. I'm picking where I'm going to play every day, where I'm going to matter. Maybe I don't matter to 300 million people, but I matter to a few million people. And I'm going to take that. They like, you know, whatever Bo's making, 500, whatever they said it was, 550, 520, whatever it is, still pretty good money. You know? And listen, from what I understand with McLeod Bethel Thompson, it's also a family thing. So his wife working for Marvel lives in Atlanta. New Orleans is closer to Atlanta. And also their team's facility is very close to Atlanta. So it's
it's time to come home.
A family thing makes sense. Yeah.
Like, hey, you're not going to be an all-star in either league. You might as well do it. So maybe that's it. Maybe he just isn't good enough for his wife to justify living in Canada.
Well, there's no way she lived up here.
No. Like, you're never going to be in the CFL Hall of Fame. You won your championship. Now come the fuck back to Atlanta and I'll have my career and you can dance around.
And you can come push over cameramen up here or down here.
I wasn't sure where he was from, but with a name like McLeod Bethel Thompson, I assumed California.
Yeah.
He's from California. He's had some coffee in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah. He bounced around the practice rosters of your San Francisco 49ers, your Miami Dolphins. He was on the roster of the Vikings and then the 49ers again. No asterisks for practice roster.
Wow.
Then the Patriots, the Vikings again, the Dolphins, the 49ers again. McLeod Bethel Thompson is a three-time 49er than the Eagles before landing in Winnipeg.
Wow.
And then shimmied on over to Toronto.
And won a championship.
Yeah, so he does have NFL
cred.
Does he have any statistics? No, zero statistics in the NFL.
But even being on the active roster, that's shocking to me.
The only note on his Wikipedia biography for the NFL is under San Francisco first stint, Bethel Thompson played for the 49ers for a short time and it was expected to be the third string quarterback after Josh McCown was cut, but he was cut himself.
Damn.
What year was this?
This was before 2011.
The Kaepernick years then.
There you go.
So it would have been when the Niners had Kaepernick and Alex Smith.
And he was the one whispering in Kaepernick's ear, you should take a knee, bro.
Yeah.
You should do
it. He's like, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
And then got cut.
It looks like from reading his blurbs on every team, he was like the career third stringer when your other third stringer went down. Like, he was never given the third string job. He's just who you hired when one of the other three guys went down.
Yep. Okay. That makes sense.
So Vikings, he signed with them the second time after Matt Cassel was injured, leaving only Teddy Bridgewater and Christian Ponder. Oh. Then they signed McLeod Bethel Thompson.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, nope, just kidding. Then after Teddy Bridgewater was injured, instead of bumping up Bethel Thompson, they signed someone completely different.
Amazing.
And left him on the... So there you go. There's your...
So he's literally there in case during a game... two quarterbacks get hurt.
Yeah, that's his job.
Okay.
He would have what the Niners needed in that NFC Championship game.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they probably still would have put in... who did they get throwing? Was it McCaffrey?
Yeah, they were getting McCaffrey throwing. Yeah.
They probably would have kept McCaffrey in. Okay, Mark, speaking of your boner, talking about the 49ers, you were really, really heavy on justifying this trade by the Maple Leafs. And as non-Leaf fans, I felt I could not comment. Mm-hmm. I know Ryan O'Reilly is a superstar. I know he's a superstar.
He was a superstar. Very, very down year.
He's very handsome. He is a Stanley Cup winner, you know, perennially a good locker room leader, and hammered his car into a Tim Hortons, which is my favorite Ryan O'Reilly fact. Like, right when he signed and started getting money, got hammered in wherever buttfuck Ontario he's from and drove his car into a Tim Hortons. Nothing more Canadian than that. Sorry?
How do you celebrate it?
Exactly. Nothing more Canadian than drunk driving on a snowy winter road. into a Tim Hortons. So, Mark, my question, just explain the trade, because I think the Leafs gave up a lot, but you seem to think it was fine for what they got. So why are you confident in this trade?
First of all, it's a three-team trade. And then within that
three, Chris, start the minute.
All the Leafs gave up was a first and a third round pick. That's all they gave up. And they got a top six forward and a bomb six center who can bang for first and third round pick.
Ranarelli's got to be in his.
These are.
Ranarelli's 32.
What's that?
I was going to say Ranarelli's 32, giving up a first. Still okay for someone that old?
Yeah, because your first round pick is going to be somewhere in the high 20s.
And this is also a expiring contracts?
Yeah.
Okay. So first and third for rentals.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so are two first round picks.
And
a second.
You are seeing this as the Leafs going all in. Is that it? And that's what making you okay?
Thing when they trade for Nick Foligno and give up a first round pick.
Yeah.
That was disastrous because Nick Foligno was hurt when he got traded for and never played for the Leafs.
You know what he's been really good for?
The Bruins. Yeah, now he's healthy again.
He's been.
That's the player really, that we're hoping to have.
Really great for the Bruins. But, you know, and I know we talked about this with draft picks before of like, you go in as a team with your first round pick hoping they turn into a Ryan O'Reilly. Whereas I am offering you literally Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Anything out of like the top 10 is a crapshoot lottery. You can still draft someone just as good in the second round early as in the first round.
But yeah, it's, and we've talked about that, like, would you rather? But it's like, yeah, but I'm offering you the piece to win now.
Yeah.
And this is someone who could maybe turn into something maybe in a few years.
And like at the top of the thing, he's a Stanley Cup champion, Conn Smythe winner, former captain. So he knows how to get it done. So he can change the culture in the locker room with all these, you know, younger guys having to listen to him because he's done it and they'll listen to him.
Him? Who's the other veteran they have now?
In that trade?
No, I thought who signed within the last year or so? I keep forgetting their leave. Oh, Giordano.
Yeah, and Jake Muzzin had a cup ring too, but he's hurt.
But like the leadership of Mark Giordano now combined with Ryan O'Reilly, I'm like, okay. Maybe this is it.
And again, these are all trades meant to stock themselves up against Tampa because that's all. Everyone knows that's who they're playing in the first round.
Yeah. What has to change for that to change?
The playoff format.
If top three teams in NHL and points are in the same division, which has essentially been the last 3 years.
It's just bad luck.
And then there's a huge gap between, Tampa and anyone else, right?
Well, Boston, Toronto, and Tampa have always been, like, in the top five the last, 5 years. Division.
Okay, don't really have a question, but every time I have LIV Golf news, I have to put it on the list to share with you guys my joy of LIV Golf being terrible. So Dustin Johnson and his sponsor partner of 15 years have parted ways. He will no longer be wearing Adidas. Supposedly it's mutual, but you know, who the hell knows? Dustin wants to really take his time to lean into the branding of his Four Aces golf club.
Right.
Which has to be one of the worst names in professional sports.
It's pretty bad.
That's more of a poker name, not golf.
No, what's it? Isn't ace anything in golf, Dave?
It's
hole in one.
But why four though?
Before hole in ones, who cares?
Yeah, four of a kind in poker. That's a deadly hand.
Are there four people on his team? His LIV Golf team? Yeah.
Oh, I heard about. Cool.
I also hate how it's written out. It's the numeric four, no space, A C E S, and then space, and then G S.
Instead of the
Avery's,
have the number four that looks like.
Yeah.
Mark, did your power go out? Your mic's not on.
Really did.
My dad has two.
Two, eight, is that?
Two holes in one.
Is that not normal?
I'm not eight.
Really? In the history of you playing golf, you have no holes in one?
No. Most, the very large majority of people have don't.
Huh.
I watched one of my dad.
I know that part.
There you go.
Do you guys golf enough to know? Is that rare?
I've golfed twice my whole life.
And did you hit a hole in one?
I did not. I hit a drive, though, that landed like, it was like right at the edge of the green on a par four. Huh. I fucking crushed it.
Good big shot.
You want to know what day that was?
Steak night?
It was September 11th, 2001.
And you still went out golfing?
We when we got to the golf place, it had just happened and nobody really knew what was going on. So we're like, and this was my workplace. It was our yearly golf tournament.
So you golfed. You two planes crashed into the World Trade Center,
golfed the whole day.
Thousands of people, and you're like,
everybody who worked for the company I worked for, we all golfed that whole day.
And then also in telling this anecdote, you led with the fact
crushed that ball.
You crushed that ball.
Rushed it.
BT Dubs.
By the way,
9/11.
It was 9/11.
Yeah. Not only that, but you age yourself as well because I was in school when this happened.
Right. I'm an old man. So
Dave would like to know, could you say it was a towering shot? And if you need to clip that, just by all means cut.
Oh, you guys can't hear that shit. I have the fucking CSI Miami, you know, the yeah. What's that?
Or glasses off?
Yeah.
Glasses on, glasses off.
That's the gif on the gif on my soundboard. Yeah.
They're off, and then it's, you could say they jump the shark. Is it glasses off?
No.
Now that I'm doing it, he puts them on.
Yeah.
The line.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Because he's always leaving when he says the line. That's like his thing, and then he puts the glasses on and he's out.
Yeah. Still one of the early days of internet videos is like an 8-minute supercut of all of those intros.
Yeah.
15 years later, it's still incredibly funny.
Yeah.
Good times.
I think Colbert did a montage of that when he had the Colbert Report.
Very funny. Who's taking over the Daily Show?
They're still doing guest hosts.
I like Sarah Silverman.
I also like Sarah. I don't know if she'd do it though.
Yeah, but I like Sarah Silverman.
I also really like Sarah Silverman. It's in the greatest celebrity tweets of all time, those listicles. It's Camille Nanjiani, Cal Bennett, the guy from Big Bang Theory. And they're like, oh, I always get mistaken for you. And they're back and forth. And she just pipes in with, why do you have three accounts?
It's so good.
Didn't like any other color to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. So our deep dive was going to be the most boring time in sports, but it turns out there's something shittier that we should probably talk about.
Yeah.
And that is, which Chris is huge. I know you watched the whole thing. The NBA All-Star Game.
I couldn't turn it off. It was so good.
The coach of the All-Star team came out and said, this is terrible basketball, and I don't know how to fix this. Huh? Worst ratings in the history of the All-Star Game.
Wow.
No one was happy. Couple cool Canadian moments, though, but not really. Simu Liu was part of
the celebrity basketball game was a lot more fun than that.
So we'll do it. The celebrity basketball game was fun. They did the crowd shots of, spot the lookalike. He is Chinese Canadian. Did a side by side with just an Asian person. Looked Japanese to me.
Yeah.
And he has come out and said, I had a really great time. Not cool.
Yeah.
Mark, I'm curious. I think it is racist, but these lookalikes are never close. It's always here's someone wearing glasses, and this character
here's someone with red hair. Yeah,
Yeah. Here's someone with a beard and here's someone with a beard. So it's not like, obviously, this is my thoughts. I'd love to get yours. Like, it's not intentionally racist, but it's more like, oh, these are deeper rooted issues within us that probably too much for a celebrity basketball game.
Yeah, it's the all y'all look alike mentality, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Chris and I have an anecdote of when we worked together and apparently a customer came to the store and asked, you know, looking for the Chinese guy, and he's like, we don't have a Chinese guy.
We don't have a Chinese guy.
Well, you know what I mean. He's like,
No, I don't. I said, he's not Chinese. Well, you know who I'm talking about. I'm like, yes, but he's not Chinese.
Yeah.
I, not to out them, I worked with someone who is Italian and then claimed they weren't white. They're like, oh, I'm not Caucasian, and they don't identify as a white person because they're Italian. That's like, ugh, dude. Hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that the stupid cam is like, it isn't, you know, they do it with white people, and it's like, that's funny, but like, you just don't, touching on the very sensitive topics.
Yeah, and I mean, like, the dude was wearing glasses, like, you know,
nothing alike,
not even a similar haircut, nothing.
Literally, their only similarity was they are both Asian, and I don't even think they were from the same, like,
ethnicity. Yeah,
right.
I don't think they had the same ethnicity within Asia. Okay, and then our other Julie Black, I think this is cool, maybe, sang the national anthem and switched. The lyrics to our national anthem is, O Canada, our home and native land. She sang our home on native land. I think that was pretty fucking cool. Nothing I would have thought of, but then when I thought about it, I was like, yeah, what a great
works. And it's, and it's a one word. It's one word that changes so much and it's an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Right? It's an acknowledgement. Now, I can imagine the fuck Trudeau people are very happy about it.
They were losing.
I'm sure they are very happy.
I was going to say,
they're also probably mad for all of us command as well.
Yeah.
So.
That's
how they said that, you know, you can't change the words of the national anthem, but apparently that was the original lyric to it.
Oh, all of us? Yeah.
Yeah. So. That argument already falls on its face.
Right. But you can't change the word and to on and oh man.
I didn't know Twitter was losing its mind. I guess whatever, I should assume the worst in people. But like, that's a way, and I say this representing all white people who have come and conquered this nation at some point in our histories. It doesn't, saying our home on native land take anything away from us.
Not at all.
I get, please don't take that the uproar with in all our sons command, because that's taking away power
right
from them. So I understand loner cis idiots getting butthurt over that, but this doesn't take anything away from me.
No, but what it does is make you acknowledge.
That's
all it does, is it makes you stop for a second and go, yeah, you're right. And
it's there was someone here before me.
Yeah. And I think that's all the acknowledgement that, you know, like just that little bit extra, like, oh yeah, you know?
Yeah, there was someone here. So yes, as we said at the beginning of this segment, lowest rated All-Star game. The dunk contest is a joke, and I see this maybe the way the home run derby is going. So no one good, like the guy who won the dunk contest signed in the NBA like 5 days before.
Oh, really?
He's not even a full-time contract. It's a 10-day contract.
Yeah. So it like,
wait, none is of this the same guy that did the anti-Semitic? No, it's a different guy, right?
No, that's a different guy. Okay. Yeah.
So, like, they, people just enter the dunk contest who they think will do good dunks.
Right.
And actually, like, it isn't the good players.
Like, think about when we were kids. And I mean, I know you guys were kids and I was a teenager. But when we had, like, Jordan and, like, you know, like, the slam dunk contest was amazing. I watched the slam dunk contest in the 90s. I've never liked basketball, but the slam dunk contest was always awesome.
I posted an article for you guys that's like, yes, but what hasn't been done?
True. And I mean, you know, yeah.
And especially with the, you know, with the world of YouTube and like everything's been done. And we can see that it's been done.
But a great dunk's still a great dunk.
It is.
And it doesn't have to be, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I jumped over this guy and did, like, just do something. But, like, I don't know, like a great, like the Vince Carter one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that crazy flashy, but super fucking flashy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but the names you're mentioning, though.
I know, I'm talking
with Michael Jordan and Vince Carter.
We had Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine had one of the best dunk-offs. And that was like a couple years ago. Both are still in the NBA, but they're not in the dunk contest.
Right. Like, why is LeBron not in the dunk contest?
Because we have Mac McClung.
But why is LeBron not in the dunk contest?
Exactly.
He's the biggest star in the game. Why is he not in the dunk contest? Like, it doesn't...
I think for him, because if he can't win it, he doesn't want to do it.
You're the biggest star in the game. The All-Star game exists for one reason, and that is promotion. Part of your job is to promote the league so you can make more money to get more money. This should be in their contracts. Like, yo, you're the biggest star in the game. You're playing, you're doing the dunk contest.
Show off your skills.
You're doing all of this because we need people to watch. And if it was LeBron, and I don't even know the big stars anymore.
LeBron, Giannis.
Yes.
Kevin Durant's not much of a dunker.
Sure, but he's a name that I know.
You pull from the dunk contest the people. So that was my question that I wasn't sure. Can I be in the home run derby if I'm not?
If you're not on the team?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you have to be an all-star.
Yeah, because then fuck this. Yeah. Like,
and that's bullshit. You have to be on the team.
Guys refusing to do it that the NBA is like, oh, fuck us. We got to just get dunkers.
From just getting like literally street ballers who make their
living doing crazy dunks.
That's what I mean. Like, it'd be fun to watch LeBron think of an innovative dunk versus like Matt McClung watching this cool parkour trick he saw on YouTube.
Yeah. And practicing it for literally probably the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this has no context outside of the slam dunk competition.
He was such a huge favorite to win the dunk contest. Like, no one knew who it was, but every freaking book you had, like, you can bet on, he was a minus, like, 140. Minus 140.
I remember, it was some crazy super boost on the betting app we use, and I just put some money down, and then Dave was like, oh, this kid, like, is on a 10-day contract. I was like, oh, fuck, I put money on him.
Yeah, but he was guaranteed to win it. He was a lock because he was the one who actually does it for a living, essentially.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. And I was like, oh my God, I just wasted money on this rookie who isn't even signed. And then it was like, oh, it's basically rigged. So he's I almost said the Washington Generals. He's like the Harlem Globetrotters, right? Like, what's to stop getting the Globetrotters in the slam dunk competition?
Exactly. And that's boring. Nobody wants that because that's what they do every day.
Yeah.
You don't want the dunk competition.
Doing super things.
Exactly.
The game itself was a snooze fest. The MVP walked away with, I believe, 55 plus points on his own. Coach trashed it, saying it was terrible basketball, down in ratings. We've talked about this individually.
Yeah.
With each sport. So I would like to know, one by one, sport by sport, what would you do to make what is your perfect All-Star game?
I'll start with basketball because I know I know it the least, and I'm going to tell you what my idea is because the most fun part of it is the celebrity game. Mm-hmm. So you mix the celebrities and the NBA stars.
Yeah.
You mix the teams. Like you got
the golf events.
And that's what you do. And then that's the most fun that you can do with it because then you've got NBA stars and you've got regular, you know, celebrities playing basketball. To me, that's the answer for NBA.
Some big base. I forget. There was a baseball player who played in the NBA game.
Yeah.
No, DK Metcalf had a hell of a.
And like, I would love to watch DK Metcalf play against Giannis. Like, that's a great idea, Chris. Mine would be to make it like skills competitions. And I did read in the article, and I think it's a great idea of doing the last man on the court if you want to show a skill of like. Because this is what the USA basketball team does in their training as their last training exercise, is Chris would go to shoot on me. I'd be the defender. You can take up to 3 steps before you have to shoot. Mm-hmm. If you dunk on me, I'm gone and now Mark defends.
Okay.
If I block you somehow, I now become Mark defense.
Oh, see, that's fun.
You wait, like, that's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
It's like what the NFL did this year with their Pro Bowl.
Mark, anything else you would do?
Games going like,
yeah,
not the NFL model.
Because I would say they're on the right track for the NFL, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, anything additional you would do to the NBA All-Star Game?
Well, like the NFL when they had their flag football game for the NBA, I would like to like see a 3-on-3 tournament.
Yes, 3-on-3. Right? That's great. Yes, 3-on-3. That's a good idea too.
Okay,
do it hockey. Street ball. Do three, like
half court
3-on-3 on the street. Do it. It's so much because then it's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hockey.
I'm gonna steal Mark's idea. Road hockey. Mm-hmm. You get out there. Yeah. You get out there with a ball and you play road hockey.
Yeah.
I would do also a men's and women's mixed rosters.
Yep.
Instead of because I don't know if you get celebrities. But I think you could get, did she not fucking light it up, Sarah Nurse? Like, that was all everyone talked about after that game.
Because it was the only thing to talk about.
It's funny, because she said when she did the Forsberg, it wasn't even in her head that she was going to do it, like, before the shot. She just kind of naturally went with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome. I would love to see that.
Yeah, because the NHL needs a lot of work, too. They're not...
Yeah.
Like, I like that they tried this, that they've done this 3-on-3 tournament. It's interesting, but it's time to move on. It was cool for a while, but now it's
3-on-3 is tough because it's such a big surface that it doesn't work.
I would ditch the skills competition because no one cares.
Not anymore. Now, because like it was cool back in the day when there wasn't a shootout every other night.
Yeah.
To do the breakaway contest, but it's just not what it was. And they're trying to do the NBA thing where they pull out costumes and shit.
I don't care who has the hardest shot in the All-Star game because it's usually a guy that doesn't actually have the hardest shot when it matters.
Actually, in this one, it did. I did research on it, and Pedersen had the hardest shot in the NHL, so I put money on him.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Did you? Yeah, but that's because you did the research.
Yeah.
And baseball. We'll leave the football because I think football is actually on the right track, and it was super fun. I love your silly skills competition. Is it... partially because football is at the end of the season.
That helps.
I think it does. Because all the guys are like loose.
Yeah.
Because the season's over for them. I still think they should put it back to after the Super Bowl if they're going to do it that way. Just because
we get the actual
Pro You want the good players. You want the best players there.
You know what? Me and Derek Carr there.
Right.
Like, why are they there?
Yeah. Yeah. So football is on the right track.
And that's the other thing. No opting out of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be hurt to not play in the Pro Bowl. I'm sorry. Like, that's my thing. It's got to be in all their contracts. Like,
especially because it's after the season. I saw something on Instagram, funny enough. Brad Marchand posted that the All-Star game next year will be either Edmonton, Detroit, or Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just replied to the post, let's see how many guys... turn down the invitation.
Wow.
Meaning like no one wants to go to Edmonton or Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle's a slam dunk. No, it's brand new city or like brand new to the, to the league. I think they're going to get it for sure.
I read it was Edmonton would have it to shame Calgary into getting a new stadium.
That's good too, though.
Yeah. Cause Edmonton's got that new arena or Rogers.
Yeah. So what would you guys do to baseball? Because I think the home run derby is fun. I think the All-Star game is boring and broken. You watch it to see your guys start.
Yeah, I still think that at least with baseball, it's the closest to a real game of baseball. So, like, I mean, that's what's fun about it. I liked this year where they had them mic'd up. I thought that was fun. I said, there's not my, what I would do is incentivize the home run derby more. Like, I know there's statistics on, like, it fucking up people's swings for the rest of the season. So then the answer is move it to the end. Move it to the end of the season. Do what the NFL does, and then that way it doesn't matter about their swings for the rest of the season, and you get the best fucking hitters up hitting the ball. Because the home run derby has always been the best part about the All-Star weekend.
The home run derby is, this is spitballing, so please feel free to yell. If you made it not cumulative, but distance?
Oh, like you add up your total distance?
Yeah, so I'm not like gunning it to like swing my shoulders out of place to get more home runs than you. I'm like thinking about my swing really, like I could hit one home run, but if I hit it far enough.
Because the time limit is what's making them like constantly having the swing, right? So you can take that out.
Yeah.
Any 10 balls like a hit, you're clean with distance, that's it.
Yeah,
and that's what it used to be.
Yeah, why did they change it to a time limit? TV?
Because people weren't hitting enough home runs.
So it's just like, I'm going to whip as many balls as I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they want more.
So that's the answer. You get rid of the clock.
People were swinging and missing, and that was a ball.
Right.
Yeah.
So give them 20 balls instead of 10. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. Mark, would you move the baseball All-Star game to the end of the season?
The only problem is it would be cold. That's the biggest problem. Yeah, that's
my worry, right?
The only problem is baseball is so fucking long.
Well,
that's why we're like, oh my God, is this the worst? Like, because it's like, oh my God, more baseball.
They should shave 40 games off the season. They'd shave 40 off and still have over 100 games.
Yeah.
So we're adding that out.
40 games of revenue lost right there.
Yeah.
You'd move it to the end of the season if only they cut the season shorter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and then again, if the time limit is what's causing these guys to swing like crazy, get rid of the time limit and let's get the fucking stars back in the home run derby.
Any other sports news you guys want to talk about?
Did anybody watch any of the XFL this weekend?
No.
You didn't watch any of it?
No.
Well, my Houston Roughnecks are undefeated. I didn't realize Wade Phillips was the coach, by the way. And they fucking smashed whoever they were playing. I don't remember who it was. So the football is okay. It's finding its footing. So have you guys seen the kickoff rules?
No.
So it's the same as last time. But if you don't remember, the kicker kicks from the 25 or the 30. Not far enough that it's a touchback every time. So they kick it and it's only going to the five inside the five. The returner's back at the five. His line is like, so his guys are at the 15 and then the kicking team are at the 25. They're 10 yards apart and they can't move until the receiver catches the ball. So he catches the ball, then they can go.
Okay.
So there's no fair catch on kickoffs.
So it's promoting a return game.
Promoting a return game, which I like. Yeah. They also have the...
Because that's why they did their rules.
Right. They also have the 1, 2, and 3 extra points on a touchdown. So 1 point is from the 2-yard line, 2 points is from the 5-yard line, and 3 points is from the 10-yard line.
Ooh. Okay.
Right. So, and if you're down in the fourth quarter and you score a touchdown, you can opt to... Instead of kicking the ball off, you can opt to having the ball on your own 25 as a 4th and 15.
Oh.
So the one game that ended this week, the team, they were down. Oh, I can't remember what they were down, but they were down 2 scores. They were down 2 scores. They get a touchdown. They miss the extra point. They take the ball on 4th and 15 and get it. It was a beautiful play. They get it. They march down the field, score another touchdown, score the 3-point conversion, win the game. It was an amazing ending. They did that all within like the last 3 minutes. So it was I like that you're not out of it even if you're down two scores with no time left. Like, yeah. Onside kick, no one gets onside kicks back. Like, the safety rules have ruined onside kicks.
Yeah.
So this is a much better way. It's a safer way to do it.
Fourth and 15. Mm-hmm. If you have a good defense, you should be able to stop that.
Exactly.
That's great. I also like that they got rid of the NFL fumbling rule, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Where if you're the offensive player, you fumble it and it goes into the end zone, the ball goes to the opposition and it's a touchback.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Very dumb.
Well, friends, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that fun stuff. My only other sports news was very sad that after we made fun of last week, the chickens not being super fearsome, an elderly fellow in Ireland was killed by the very same type of chicken.
What?
And apparently the chicken had a noted checkered past. Like, it was known as a bad chicken.
Now, the podcast is like, I'm going to fuck shit up.
They're talking shit.
My brother, we had a mutual hatred for a goat named Israel that lived on a farm that we used to visit when we were growing up, because Israel would headbutt everyone in his path, and Israel headbutted my brother, pinned him against the barn. Israel was a dick. So I get it. The animals can be assholes. It killed this guy. So it attacked his leg. He was just recovering from cancer. It's really sad. Attacked his leg. And I don't know if he bled out or, like, attacking his leg made him fall. Apparently, like, he had some cardiac.
Is this heart attack. Is this, like, out in the wild? Just
no, he lived. I think it was his chicken. He lived on a farm, and it was his flatmate found him. And his one of his last words was, like, it was the chicken.
It was
the chicken was found to have blood on its claws.
I don't want to laugh.
The chicken, because he's dead, Chris.
I know.
You know what I'm thinking of this whole time is the Peter Griffin chicken fight.
Yeah. I'm thinking of Chicken Boo, as we talked about last week.
Oh my God. That's so bad.
Yeah.
His dying breath. It was the chicken.
Yeah, it was the chicken.
Rosebud.
Yeah. No. It was the sled.
It was his sled.
It was my favorite. And all of it, like, what a great Family Guy gag.
Oh, my God.
But then any of us that grew up watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And the parody with Bobo, we knew. Like, I watched that growing up all the time. And then when I got to film school and watched Citizen Kane, I was like, oh fuck, it was the fucking sled, god damn it. Like,
what a Simpsons boring ass movie. I fucking hate
they
that
did
movie.
A ton of Citizen Kane references.
How dare you?
It's boring.
How dare you?
I was young when I watched it, but it's boring. Like, I was probably like 17 or 18.
Watch it and be like, this is fuck, like, this is American politics still.
In 1970,
whoever is the most bombastic, like, it's all about, it's the cult of personality. And it's based on William Randolph Hearst. Like, it's based on a real historical figure who used his powers to, like, by the government, suppress evidence and, like, shady shit he was involved in. He was also Rupert Murdoch at the time, like, owned the newspaper.
So if we're making stories like this in the 40s, and we're living right now in 2023.
We've learned nothing.
And nothing has changed. What is wrong with our fucking society?
You, please, if you check out Instagram, I don't know if I've posted it yet, but there is a map of all of the places where performing in drag in public has been banned in the United States. And then all of the states that are on the way to do so. So it's banning public performance of performing in drag. Anyone that hosts a drag event has to declare themselves as an adult-only establishment. Anything that receives public funding that has anything to do with drag queens, so they're trying to punish that drag queen story time.
Wow.
That is being withheld and unfunded. So we're back. Time is a flat circle. We're back in the 40s. God wait, bless everyone in wait, America.
40s or 50s? Both, I guess. Well, not both. Well, I mean, the 60s, the 60s were cool, right? Lots of drugs in the 60s. So, I mean, if we...
Yeah. I'm sure if you did deep dive in the 60s, it probably wasn't any different. Like, you all had the whole civil rights movement during that as well.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, racists.
But we're back there now. That's what I'm saying. Like, we've learned nothing. We've learned nothing.
Does it feel like...
We have that 30% of just assholes.
Doesn't it feel like we were more progressive in the 90s as a society?
Oh, yeah.
Like when I remember being young and being like, well, racism is over. That's good.
Exactly. Yeah, I would agree with you.
Because, like, you know, we had, like, it just felt like it was over. And then racists, I guess, didn't go away.
The 30%. Well,
now we have
the way everything's set up politics wise, especially.
Yeah.
If you're in the minority, you still have a lot of power.
Yeah. And Marjorie Taylor Greene is pushing for a national divorce because why not have another civil war because you're upset you can't be racist anymore. Anyways, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that fun stuff. At Scotch Sporting, and thanks for listening, everyone.
You've been listening to a Rebel Press podcast. Visit rebelpress.com for more podcasts.